vaguely remember some of the early meetings being so well populated that we sat on the floor because we'd run out of chairs, and seeing four or five women up on a panel. It was never presided over by one woman, one person. There were always several people, I think, who would be talking or would be, say, leading the discussion, and then there would be a speaker, perhaps, and people would be the questions and answers afterwards, and then a chance to have a drink and a chat afterwards. And it was a way to make friends. It was a way to make contacts. And it was also a way to learn something about the industry, to learn about, you know, because I was still so green in lots of different ways, it was very useful to me to learn more about the ins and outs of publishing, the names of people who counted, the publishers who were perhaps had more liberal ideas about employing women as opposed to others, you know, and we'd even exchange information about our salaries. And the NUJ did its best to help us out, and they would, whenever we were in negotiation with management to get better pay and conditions, they would send somebody to help us out. But to be armed with that information from other women in other publishers about their pay and conditions, it was, of course, it was very useful to have that, to be able to say, well, in Penguin or in Collins or Hodder, you know, they do this or they have that. And of course, that would undermine the management negotiations who would say, well, you know, this is the way it is. And we'd say, well, no, it isn't. So I think that directly made a huge difference. And then also, you know, indirectly, just giving people confidence. And, you know, oh, by the way, there's a job going in the editorial department in such and such company, you know, make sure you get your CV in if you're interested.